inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Hi, this is Eric.
And Christine.
From the Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, inviting you to come experience everything that we have to offer.
Sure, you already know we have the most expertly cultivated selection of fine wine, craft beer, meads, and ciders in the region.
But have you tried our wide variety of cheeses, cured meats, and gourmet goods? Our exclusive line of Tavolo specialty oils and vinegars, now featuring apple cider vinegar and organic sunflower seed oil made right here in Maine? Our olive bar. And don't miss the crusty baguettes.
We can put it all together in a brilliant platter or gift basket packaged with locally made wine and cheese accessories.
And while our selection is impressive, most importantly, know that we offer the service and knowledge to help anyone from the seasoned buyer to the nervous newcomer.
Bangor Wine and Cheese, family owned and operated since 2000, is located at 86 Hammond Street in the heart of downtown Bangor.
Come in, let us cater to you and discover why we say drink, eat, live better.
Hi, this is Mike Toole of ClearPoint Capital in Bangor. I've been an investment advisor for over 25 years. Our firm is local, independent, and now with the addition of my two children, John and Jillian, we're truly a family business. At ClearPoint Capital, we help our clients grow and protect their investments to help meet their goals. Why not see what our team can do for you? Give us a call today at 307-7718 to schedule a free consultation. ClearPoint Capital, our family helping yours.
This is it.
Back on downtown, our next guest on the program stars as Elena Alvarez on the smash hit television series One Day at a Time that airs Tuesday nights at 9:30 Eastern on Pop TV. We had a wonderful time talking the other day with actress Isabella Gomez.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have been fans of One Day at a Time since the very first episode. Stephen Tobolowsky is a great friend of our show, so we were excited to see him. But then when we watched the show, we realized this was an amazing ensemble cast. How far into it were you before you knew this was going to be a special kind of show?
Oh, my God. Even when I did the audition, I realized that it was going to be such a special show. Even just reading the description for Elena Alvarez, who was a young Latina, and they wanted her to wear no makeup, and all her scenes were about environmental stuff or political stuff. At that point, I realized that the show was something really special.
The ensemble is so strong, and the chemistry that you have, really right from the get-go, but particularly with Justina, with Rita, with Marcel, it's just so wonderful.
Thank you. I mean, we love each other like family, so it definitely shows.
Well, and the relationship between the characters is so real and so honest, and I don't think we see that anywhere anymore than your character's relationship with Sid, played so wonderfully by Sheridan Pierce. Can you talk a little bit about how important it was to get that right?
I mean, it's totally important. There is so little representation for the LGBTQ community, and when there is, it's usually, you know, a very special episode that they do, and especially for females, it's very through the male gaze and very sexualized. So to be able to put these two teenagers on TV for everybody to be able to see and just show them as two humans falling in love and just being regular teenagers and normalizing that for people and letting them into what that looks like and that what that kind of relationship has and what the problems are and how they're just like ours as well is super, super important.
And you guys play it so very well because it's so real, it's so natural. It's like all relationships. It's awkward, it's funny, it's embarrassing, and it's incredibly sweet.
Thank you. I mean, that is what teenagers are like, which was also really exciting. Is like teenagers in Hollywood are so like grown and sexy. And we were like, how about we just show like what it was really like when we were teenagers and we were awkward and didn't know what to do with our hands.
Now, Stephen told us the story. I think he said he was working on the Goldbergs when he got the call from Mike Royce that Netflix wasn't bringing the show back for a fourth season. Do you remember where you were when you got that bad news?
I was in Vancouver. I was filming a Cinderella story Christmas wish, and I was with my castmates, Greg Sulkin and Laura Morano, and we were in a van on our way to set, And Gloria Calderon-Kellett and Mike Royce called me to let me know. And I started sobbing and cried all of my makeup off, and they had to redo everything.
Well, the great news is Mike and Gloria and Norman Lear never gave up. You had some wonderful allies, including people like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Where were you when you got the news that you were coming back on Pop TV?
I had just landed in Spain. I was actually there for a convention where I was going to get to meet a bunch of the fans. And I was in the immigration line where you're not supposed to have your phone. And I checked it, obviously. And I had two texts, one from Mike Roy saying, "Go miss you there." And one from Gloria saying, "Done, we're doing our show." And it was, as you can imagine, the most magical moment.
Well, and Stephen was sharing with us some of the numbers, and Netflix was always reluctant to release numbers, but the viewership went up for every single season of the show from the get-go. All of the critics loved it. So, you know, they made their decision for whatever reason, but what's it like so far to be part of the Pop TV and the larger CBS family?
They are so lovely, and we are so grateful to them for having saved us, really. They rescued us, and for what that means, not only for us, because we love the show and we would do a million seasons of it, but what it means for future creators when they're trying to sell, you know, Latinx-led, LGBTQ-led, women-led shows and or movies. And they're just so supportive. They give us so much freedom, and they're so excited to have us, which is, you know, pretty refreshing, and we're very excited about it.
And what was it like when the cast finally got back together after not being sure that you would ever get to work with each other again?
Oh, my God. All the emotions, all the feelings. It felt so surreal because between season 3 and season 4, there was a year and a half. So Marcel was, like, even bigger. Everybody had changed a little bit. And it just felt like, you know, we fought that battle for so long that, you know, for a while we thought, like, it probably wasn't going to happen anymore. So to be there with each other and to be on the set and to do that table read and get to step into our old shoes again felt like we were walking in a dream.
We're talking with Isabella Gomez here on Downtown. You talked about Mike and Gloria, but the creators of the show, originally the creative forces were three white guys, and this is a show so much about representation, and they realized pretty early on in the process that they couldn't be the only people to create a show about a Cuban-American family.
Yeah, and that's why they're such great allies. And that's the thing, is in battles like this and in representation stuff, you definitely need allies. And that is what Norman Lear has been his entire life. He has dedicated his life to helping represent the underrepresented. And we needed those names. We needed the Mike Royce name. We needed the white guys to then also be self-aware enough to be like, we have the power to make this show, and now we need an authentic voice, and we won't do it without one. And I think that's why the show resonates with so many people. It's because it's not a Latinx show made by three white men. It's a Latinx show made by Latinx humans that are so invested because they're actually getting to tell their story.
Every character in the show is so fully drawn and fleshed out, and Elena particularly. Elena is such a complex character, and through the writing, but also through your incredible talents, you have added so many layers to that character as the seasons have gone on.
Thank you. I mean, and again, this is a testament to our writers and the people that are in the writer's room. It's 50% Latinx. It's 50%, I mean, I don't know about now because the writers all changed for season 4, but it is a super diverse writer's room that actually lived through the things that we're living through. And especially with Elena's storyline, they wanted to make her LGBTQ because at the time we were doing season 1, Mike Royce's daughter was also coming out. And so it was all very grounded in truth. And when you get incredible material like that, it is very easy for an actor to just run with it and make it good.
Does that put extra pressure on you as an actor, knowing that you're in a way telling the story of a real person? Or does that provide you with a security blanket because you know that Mike and everybody involved is going to make sure it's done right?
Yeah, I think it definitely is kind of a security blanket in that I know people are invested in the story and in telling it right, and that they have something to actually go off of. And not only in his daughter, but also we have a ton of LGBTQ writers. So I know that everything that's been given to me is not coming out of thin air, so that I can trust it and go with it.
We've talked about handling the coming out of Elena, but also the wonderful way you've dealt with mental health with both your character and Justina's, dealing with anxiety and depression in such an honest and open way.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the same thing. I'm just like singing the writer's praises. But it's something that, especially in the Latinx community, we don't talk about a lot. And it's something that I've seen firsthand my entire life. Artists tend to have a lot of mental health issues, and because we're more creative and empathetic or whatever it is. And so I grew up doing theater, and a lot of my friends had anxiety and depression, but I never really saw it portrayed on TV the way that I felt it was in real life until the show and until we got to, you know, do those episodes, and especially, you know, Hello Penelope and Justina Machado being the brilliant, incredible actress that she is, and portraying that so beautifully. It is such an honor to be able to be on a show that is bringing awareness to that and normalizing it.
Along with everything else, One Day at a Time is really a great generational comedy, and it's not all that often that a comedy show can do those multiple generations relating to each other without one of them becoming sort of the parody, the butt of the joke. Is that something, that interaction between the generations, is that something the writers and the actors and the creators are really aware of and working on?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of the central pieces of the show, is getting to see how this family that's three generations and have grown up super differently and are themselves very different humans can relate to each other and continue to love each other and be in, you know, sort of similar pages without doing exactly what you said, without making one of them a caricature or making one of them unlikable or making them not like each other. And it's a super fine balance, but it's also what families are. It's, you know, several generations that have been raised in completely different circumstances. So they definitely take a lot of care of it, and us as actors too. Like, if anything ever feels wonky or like it's not working, we definitely bring that up because we want to make sure that that's pretty intact.
And it works on so many levels and for so many people, because the stories you tell, while they're based on this Cuban-American family, are universal. Families are families, relationships are relationships, and that's, I think, the real power of this show and why it's continued to do so well and why the audience grows, is because it reaches everybody of every age, of every background, with honesty, and it does it without getting preachy, which is great.
Totally. And I mean, we like to talk about that too, is this isn't really a Latinx show. It's a show that happens to be about a Latinx family, and you know, because of the way we've been portrayed in media is why people have that reaction of like, oh, well, this is a Latinx show, and so it's not for me. But really, we're all human, and we all are going through the human experience. And that's why we love making this show, is we get to connect with people that otherwise wouldn't see us as just humans.
By the way, we love the little mini episode you all did on social distancing. That was great.
Thank you. We thought it was important, you know, if we have a platform, be able to reach as many people as possible about it.
So how many episodes were you able to get shot before you had to take a break?
We did six. So we have seven left for the season, and we'll see when we're able to get those done.
Where do you see things going for your character? What's the future hold for Elena?
So Elena this year is graduating high school and applying for colleges, and obviously, she has huge ambitions for that, and she has been in this relationship for quite a while now. It's a pretty steady relationship. So I think she's having to make a lot of grown-up decisions now, and that's where she's headed. She's trying to figure out what her actual life is going to look like and who she's going to be and, like, what kind of adult she's going to become.
Well, we love the show more than we can say. It's such a treat. Tuesday nights now at 9:30 on Pop TV. I told Steven the other day I want to be in the back seat of that car with him and with Rita. Even if you're driving, I will sit back there.
Hey, I am a great driver, and you're welcome anytime.
Isabella, thank you so much. We love the show. Great to talk with you. Be safe, be well, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much. You too.
What a delight. Isabella Gomez, who plays Elena Alvarez, One Day at a Time, Tuesday nights, 9:30 on Pop TV. It is absolutely one of the best shows on television.